This is Curtis Fox for ACLU.org. On April 26th in New York City, writers and luminaries from around the world gathered for a night of readings to help end torture, arbitrary detention, and secret kidnappings by the U.S. government. The event, entitled Dirty Wars, was sponsored by the ACLU and the Penn American Center as part of the Penn World Voices Festival. In this selection, author Mark Danner and actors Daniel Oreskes and Daoud Haydami reenact the government hearing of Mustafa Ait Idr, a Guantanamo detainee.
CSRT hearing of Mustafa Ait Idr, an Algerian whom the U.S. arrested in Bosnia. Is it your plan to go through each allegation?
Yes.
Recorder, read each one aloud and then allow the detainee to respond to each allegation.
Item 2A1. The detainee is Algerian, but acquired Bosnian citizenship by serving in the Bosnian army in 1995.
Is this the first accusation?
Yes.
As I said to my personal representative earlier, I have some papers that were with me when I was transferred over here. They could not find those papers. The papers proved I was not living in Bosnia in 1995. I acquired the citizenship while living in Croatia in February 1995. I entered Bosnia, if I remember correctly, in July or August, about 2 or 3 months before the war ended. I'm going to give you proof I was living in Croatia. In the year 1995, Croatia divided into two parts. Jupania and Dalmatia. I was the martial arts champ in Dalmatia in 1995. The certificate says that I won the championship. It's probably still in my house. It even has the date on it.
Can we move on to the second point?
The detainee is associated with the Armed Islamic Group, GER.
I don't want to ask you about the evidence because you said the evidence was classified. If you have evidence, you can tell me. It is no problem. I'm going to tell you, and if I have any evidence, you can tell that to me.
Are you responding to that with a yes or a no?
Of course, no. What proves that is if I was with the Algerian armed group, I would not have been able to go to the Algerian embassy. When my Algerian passport had expired, I had to go to the embassy to renew it. I had to hand in registration papers, which they take and send to the Interior Ministry in Algeria. The Interior Ministry sends those papers to the area where I lived in Algeria to verify all the information. So if I had any relationship with an armed group or drugs or weapons or anything, the response to the Algerian embassy would not be to register me. I can tell you that I am not a member of this group. You can contact Algeria and ask them.
Let's respond to the next one, 3A3.
Item 3A3. GER is a recognized extremist organization with ties to Al-Qaeda.
How can I respond to this? It is not a question and it is not an accusation.
You are right. Let's move on to the next one.
Item 3A4. While living in Bosnia, the detainee associated with a known Al-Qaeda operative.
Give me his name.
I do not know.
How can I respond to this?
Did you know of anybody that was a member of Al-Qaeda?
No.
No?
No. This is something the interrogators told me a while ago. I asked the interrogators to tell me who this person was. Then I could tell you if I might have known this person, but not if this person is a terrorist. Maybe I knew this person as a friend. Maybe it was a person that worked for me. Maybe it was a person that was on my martial arts team. But I do not know if this person is Bosnia, Indian, or whatever. If you tell me the name, then I can respond and defend myself against this accusation.
We are asking you the questions, and we need you to respond to what is on the unclassified summary. If you say you did not know, or you did know anyone that was a part of Al-Qaeda, that is the information we need to know.
I've only heard of Al-Qaeda after the attacks of the United States. Before that, I never heard of Al-Qaeda. Even after I heard of Al-Qaeda, I felt that Al-Qaeda was the Taliban, and the Taliban was Al-Qaeda. Then after watching the news, I knew Al-Qaeda was associated with bin Laden and Taliban with associated with the Afghans.
Item 3A5. At the time of his capture, the detainee had planned to travel to Afghanistan once his Al-Qaeda contact arrived there and had made the necessary arrangements.
I can respond to this accusation with a question. May I?
Please do.
Did they find any stamps or visas on my passport to any countries close to Afghanistan? Did they catch me with a suitcase on a plane? Was I seen going to an embassy for one of the countries close to Afghanistan? Was I sitting and talking with anyone known to be part of Al-Qaeda? How can they know that I planned? I do not know how they can know this. Do you have anything that is clear or proves clearly that I planned these things? The answer that I am able to give you is just to tell you, I did not plan these things. But I do not have any papers or anything to prove that.
Item 3H1. The detainee was arrested by Bosnian authorities on 18 October 2001.
Yes, this phrase, arrested by. I just want to make very clear that I was not arrested. I was in my house and they told me to come with them so they could ask me some questions.
Item 3B2. The detainee was arrested because of his involvement with a plan to attack the U.S. embassy located in Sarajevo.
The same answer as before. The only thing I can tell you is I did not plan or even think of that. Did you find any explosives with me? Any weapons? Did you find me in front of the embassy? Did I threaten anyone? I am prepared now to tell you, if you have anything, any evidence, even just a very little, that proves I went to the embassy and looked like that at the embassy, then I am ready to be punished. I can just tell you that I did not plan anything. These accusations, my answer to them or to all of them is that I did not do these things. But I do not have anything to prove this.
Mustafa, does that conclude your statement?
That is it. But I was hoping you had evidence that you can give me. If I was in your place, and I apologize in advance for these words, but if a supervisor came to me and showed me accusations like these, I would take the accusation and I would hit him in the face with them. Sorry about that.
We had to laugh, but it's okay.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the challenges to U.S.-sponsored torture, detention, and extraordinary rendition, go to aclu.org. And for more podcasts, go to aclu.org/podcasts. For aclu.org, I'm Curtis Fox.